In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Colorado health leaders have released a draft plan outlining which groups would get priority when a COVID-19 vaccine becomes available. The plan assumes that when a vaccine is distributed, there won't be enough for everyone. Healthcare workers would be eligible first, then emergency workers like police and firefighters, followed by residents of nursing homes. Phase 2 includes people who work jobs with a lot of interaction with the public. After that, people who are over 65 or have pre-existing conditions would be prioritized next. A new report shows the 20 highest suspending school districts for Latinx students came from just 11 states. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine says two Colorado districts are on the list.
One in five Latinx students in Adams County District 14 in Commerce City were suspended in the 2015-16 school year, according to the latest federal data. The Harrison School District in El Paso County had the same rate. Dan Lawson directs UCLA's Center for Civil Rights Remedies. He says the pandemic has highlighted the value of having kids in school.
When kids are suspended, they're not getting any instruction. They're not getting online. They're getting nothing.
Adams 14 is now run by a private manager that has instituted a number of changes, including reorganizing the district's leadership. Lawson says some Colorado districts have figured out alternatives to suspension. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Mostly sunny skies over Colorado today. Around Denver, highs in the mid to lower 70s. This is CPR News.